Over 10,000 illegal boat migrants land in Britain this year. Nearly as much as 2019 and 2020 combined. By Kurt Zindulka on June 5, 2022. In yet another record-breaking milestone, the number of illegal boat migrants that have landed in Britain has topped 10,000 since the start of the year. Nearly totaling nearly the entire number of illegals to cross the English Channel in 2019 and 2020 combined. Over 10,000 illegal aliens have landed on the beaches of Britain since the start of the year. According to calculations from the Daily Mail, following another 600 landings this week, the total for the year has reached 10,057, compared to 8,466 in 2020 and 1,843 in 2019. The tabloid noted that at this time last year, around 4,200 had landed and that the 10,000 milestone was not hit until August. The furious rate of boats setting off from French beaches is on pace to meet internal projections from the Home Office, which warned that 65,000 could reach the UK via the waterway by the end of the year. Others, including Brexit's Nigel Farage, have said that as many as 100,000 could land in 2022. The milestone comes 10 days before the UK government has promised to send the first batch of illegals to Rwanda, a controversial scheme which the government is hoping will act as a deterrent for future attempts to enter the country illegally. So far, around 100 boat migrants have been informed by the government that they will be flown to asylum processing centres in the East African nation. It remains to be seen if the Rwanda plan will get off the ground. However, with leftist charities, unions and activist lawyers launching legal challenges to prevent the deportation flights from occurring. As the date of the first planeload approaches, there have also been a series of stories in the mainstream media of migrants saying they are considering suicide over the prospect of being deported to Rwanda. On Sunday, the left-wing Guardian newspaper published an article purporting to have been written by one such illegal immigrant from Iran who has been notified of plans to be shipped to Rwanda. "I'm considering suicide to avoid being forcibly sent there. And I can tell you that most of the other asylum seekers who are in the same situation as me are also considering suicide. We feel there is no other choice for us. The Home Office has locked us all up in detention centers. Everyone is feeling very bad," the boat migrant wrote. "This is not what we ever expected of Britain. We all fled our home countries for one reason only, because our lives were in danger. We hoped that coming to the UK would save us, but it looks like we were wrong about this," the migrant maligned. Meanwhile, Europe is bracing for another migrant crisis, with the interior ministers of Cyprus, Greece, Italy, Malta, and Spain meeting over the weekend in Venice to discuss solutions to the impending waves of migrants amid food shortages in Africa due in part to grain shortages in the fallout of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindulka.